Now here on KJN, getting a chance to speak with the new head boys basketball coach for the Griswold Tigers, and Jake Spear. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, first off, congratulations on the position. I'm sure you're excited that you're able to have this opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, I guess talk a little bit about the process. I know you've been an assistant there the past couple of seasons in Griswold and getting to know the school district and the boys a little bit. When the opportunity arose, were you something you wanted to jump on right away?
Yeah. I mean, I've always, since I became the assistant coach, you know, I'd considered it in the past, but I didn't really think about it too much until the opportunity presented itself. So, yeah, I mean, definitely something that I think I can do, and I'm excited to get started here.
When you headed into your post-secondary education, is this always something you kind of had in mind with teaching and coaching? Was that something you set out to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I started at Iowa State, definitely want to be a teacher and a coach. Actually, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't really on my radar to be a high school coach right away. That was the only basketball job that Griswold had open, the assistant coach. So I took my shot at it, and then, you know, I started realizing, you know, I could probably do this as a head coach too. So, you know, I just kind of, my confidence started to build as I started and got a few more years of experience.
Well, and you're familiar here with Southwest Iowa. You played your prep ball there at Nottoway Valley. I guess that familiarity here to Southwest Iowa has to be helpful for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, some of the schools that we played in the Corner Conference, or, you know, the Hawkeye 10 around here, you know, I played against in high school, and I'm familiar with teams like East Mills and Red Oak and just teams around this area. So it's nice to, you know, be able to still compete against the same teams.
Well, and I guess how has the experience gone for you here so far? You mentioned maybe it's something you wouldn't want to jump in right away at the high school level, but certainly you're probably picking up and learning things pretty quickly along the way. How has that experience been for you so far there with Griswold?
Oh, yeah. I mean, right away at the JV level, you know, doing that in-game coaching has, you know, helped me experience certain situations that I might not have been good at handling my first year, that I got a lot better at this year as well. And then, you know, give credit to my old high school coach too. I've learned a lot from him in the past, Burmeister at Nottoway Valley. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to implement a few of the things that, you know, he did in the past, especially the practice intensity and the game prep. I'm looking forward to.
Well, and yeah, obviously, you know, wouldn't have the kind of success that you would have liked to had here the last 2 years at the high school level with the Griswold program. But, you know, obviously now you have a chance to put your stamp on it, and you kind of alluded to it there a little bit, some of the things you'd like to do. I guess what do you have kind of the plan set out forward that you want to try to put in place and execute?
I mean, initially the main thing is just, you know, keeping practices competitive, really intensifying practicing for a purpose, and really focusing on each individual team that we're going to play right before we play them, with scattering reports, watching film, things like that, you know. And then in the long term, you know, we just want to make sure that all the coaches from K through 12 are on the same page, so that we can, you know, kind of start to, you know, get the program rolling, get more kids out for basketball, and keep them, you know, playing all year round.
Yeah, usually always a key to get building a program. Obviously, you want to start from that kind of level, have everybody have that same understanding. And like you said, getting the kids involved, that certainly has been a bit of a struggle there, and in many districts here around the area, trying to keep those participation numbers up.
Yeah, we're fortunate right now that our middle school numbers are looking pretty promising. We won't have any freshmen coming up next year, but this year, sixth and seventh grade, have a lot of kids that are interested in basketball, so that's promising.
Yeah, well, again, Coach, congratulations on taking over the head coaching role there, and we look forward to working with you, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you.
All right. That's Jake Spear, new head basketball coach there for the Griswold Tigers here on KJN.